Good afternoon. It is 2:02 on Thursday, January the 18th, and we're back in reconvene after a recess. And first off, I think we were going to discuss, did you hear anything back, Commissioner Morgan, about next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday meeting?
Yes, so one good thing is that, and the Regional Emergency Services Manager proposal is Medford needs to be a part of that conversation. They're not available till February. So they were already going to ask us to put it off. So that one can get rescheduled. Board of Health, I can trust my staff to handle that one. I would miss the library open house, but you're going to be representing us as the board there. So let me see what this one is. Okay, so I've been able to clear up my schedule for those 2 days. The question now is just a matter of what's the quickest and most affordable way to do it. So I'm going to see if flying is going to be more affordable for the county, or driving up on Tuesday, staying the night Wednesday, or Tuesday night, Wednesday night, coming back Thursday, or would flying be more cost efficient and time efficient as well, going up early Wednesday morning, coming back Thursday, and hitting us already meeting in Medford. So
the travel policy is pretty clear. It's least cost, but I would say that there's a margin of error. If you're able to make a meeting in Medford, it's a 10% difference or something like that. For flying, fly. I mean, that's a no-brainer for me.
I can drive, it's not a problem.
You don't mind driving.
I don't mind driving.
I think we can work those details out. I've got a couple of people waiting as the meeting here flying over to the next one.
Okay.
But I think that's great. So for next schedule, next thing is maybe changing the WBS to a day that accommodates you guys?
I think we should. There's some things that we really do need to take care of on the WBS, and I think we should do that. Can we move it to Tuesday?
Can.
I'm going to be gone Monday, but I'm coming back Monday night. I could be here Tuesday.
Just as we move a legal counsel meeting in the afternoon, or we could substitute it and have that as our evening meeting for the month. We've already had one in January, but we can have another one where we wouldn't necessarily need one in February.
Before we commit to that, when is the meeting you have to be at in Portland? Because you would be driving in the evening.
I would be driving Tuesday afternoon.
We would need it. And that 9:30 morning is our quarterly meeting with the council president, mayor.
Move that one.
What's that?
I don't think we should move that one. I would think we could do a 1 o'clock.
I would say 1 o'clock. Does it look like it's probably going to be a long meeting?
No.
WBS,
just keep all of the comments short, get you out the door. And
for travel time to be able to,
that
would, my recommendation would be not doing an evening meeting so you have travel time.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense.
So where do you want to go on? Do you want to do the 1 o'clock?
Tuesday 23rd, 1 o'clock. And then legal counsel, depending on how long it is, and get it done?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's Tuesday, and we will have dealt with stuff. We'd just hold it over to the next Tuesday, because we wouldn't act on anything anyway. So we wouldn't be having an admin unless we had one on Friday, because you guys would be back. And we can probably determine that by what comes in the week, whether or not Friday's
if you need one.
Unnecessary.
Yeah.
I have one commitment, it's just a fasting blood draw, so however long it takes me to go, let them take that from me, and then I'm available.
It doesn't have to be at 9, I mean, we could do it at 8.
Okay, and I can get a hold of Nate and reschedule, and also Rob Brandis for me, on Tuesday afternoon.
Sounds good.
So we're all set for WBS. I've got to call into Rob Obet to make sure that he knows you and I are coming.
Okay.
To that, to make sure that it's not by invitation only or some special thing, but it just fits right. And there's also a health aspect to it also.
We're on it.
Okay.
So that one would work.
That work for you?
Yeah.
That would be me?
Don't go yet. Just since you have the calendar in your hand, it reminded me. So kind of in response to something you asked the staff about trying to look into assistance for mental health stuff. We've been encountering some more people with difficulties at our front window. I had forwarded to both Wendy and Ricky the training for the front desk training that I'd been passing out to department heads. Also had recommend something called Mental Health First Aid. Options offers that training. There's going to be two opportunities coming up. Community Corrections is offering it to their entire staff on two Friday afternoons in 4-hour segments. And alternately, Options is offering an 8-hour session in April that they're offering that. It is good training to help somebody understand what's going on with somebody else that may be in a situation, but also help give diffusing suggestions and a way to maybe de-escalate a circumstance.
Sure.
And I had recommended those as just helping both of our staff have the tools to utilize. But I know that one of them is going to have them out of our office, and so I just want to acknowledge that where it came from, and so that we're supporting them in getting those trainings, but also providing backup out here so that it's covered for you guys to go.
What is the day-long training that's on a Friday over in Medford?
February 1st, and that's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday. Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with that. Is the other ones after that or for before that? After.
I honestly thought the 2 4-hour sessions would be easier to stomach than a full 8-hour.
I thought the one in Medford, though, was more comprehensive, not just mental health, but dealing.
It is.
It is just mental health?
No.
It's more holistic, comprehensive. My recommendation would be to start with that one. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel like you've been briefed enough on the mental health aspect, then you can supplement it with the other one. But if you feel like I think I got the gist of what we encounter here, which is not as much as perhaps some offices do. That's what I would recommend. You reevaluate that when you guys get back. Thanks for making those available. Just making those known. There's a lot of people that deal with stuff that they don't know how to do. They haven't been trained, and we find ourselves at a pretty big disadvantage in liability if we don't handle it well. And a lot of people would say there's no excuse for if we didn't, because that's our job. So getting it right the first time is better than having to learn from experience and say, whoops, we messed that one up. We should have done
some liability there.
X, Y, or Z. No. We need to take every step possible.
Take the training.
So that's great.
But I come in a bad mood. About.
I don't think it's you we're worried about.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you very much for allowing us to have this afternoon thing. Do you have something else, Commissioner Morgan? Okay.
Oh, I just to report to you both. I was trying to verify the NACO conference time, and in that was asked to facilitate a moderate a forum panel at the NACO conference in D.C.
Oh, good.
Because of my past experience with emergency services communication stuff, they thought I'd be the appropriate one to head that panel up. So it'll be a good opportunity
Keep
to focus
on the map.
Exactly.
Keep putting us on the map in a positive way. That's what we need.
I guess from another standpoint, one of the reasons they're holding up is we just had a conversation with them about the North Valley Industrial Park and the sewer system and looking for a project manager. We won't go into that today. But their main area of focus and expertise is planning from a standpoint of like facilities, land use. They're land use experts. That's how they got started 21 years ago, Mal Foster, in helping us do the DEMIC, get the TGM grant through the city and all of that. I thought it would be a good start conversation for all of the 5-year, 10-year visioning plans that we would like to do. We need somebody to help consult and say, no, you don't want to go there, and this is why, or this is how you go about it.
Are they looking at all of our inventory, or just
the
North Valley?
They haven't done anything. I'm starting to bridge the conversation. The conversation we just had was just the North Valley Industrial Park, the airport, expanding that district.
Okay. Maybe that's a good place to start.
That's why
he's
here,
to start.
So I thought might as well get a twofer out of it.
Cool. Okay, with that, we're adjourned at 2:11.